Sorry. Thank you for your points. What I forgot to make clear is, depending on what the aim and the desire is, the technology might be a different one. And we must not forget, it will take a very long time to roll out e-mobility, and all the other vehicles should not be forgotten about that exist until then, meaning other ways to reduce their emission footprint, be it climate-friendly diesel, be it hydrogen, LPG, natural gas, which still has lower emissions than normal petrol. And therefore, the optimal transport mix is based on what sort of cargo, what is the destination, how frequent, is it rural, is it urban, what's the availability of infrastructure, what are the systems. So it's a complex mix, and it only works if we find the systemically efficient constellation of measures for the specific use case.
Because